This is the continuation of our study as Jesus as Friend. And this week I want to tell you about how Jesus is your wisest friend. Ah, well, let's look at some things. Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." So fearing the Lord, fearing meaning reverence and awe and love, implies the kind of reverence that we've already begun to discuss in previous messages. Now, I think most churches are filled with Christians who have had a born-again experience in the past, but maybe haven't learned enough about fearing the Lord or embracing His faithful friendship. That's why it's wise to embrace the promise that we find in Psalm 25, verse 14, that says, "The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear Him." Now, sometimes I think we do, all of us do, at times keep God at arm's length. We don't want Him knowing too much about our business, although He does know everything about us. We're only kidding ourselves and saying, "I'm not going to tell God about what I'm doing." He already knows. Anyhow, I digress. We don't want Him to be looking at our calendar or our finances or even our entertainment. We seem to think, well, He'll just diminish our life. That's not the truth. No, it's time to recognize that the following Jesus doesn't lead to a burdensome life. No, to be in a Christ follower is wonderful. It doesn't have to be a list of religious duties or membership in the church or a specific group that fits our personal tastes or even meets the needs of our social aspirations. I think, to me, it's more appropriate to question and ask ourselves as we move forward with this series, what can I do to be included in the people who are identified as Jesus' friend? I think the simple answer to this is the people who fear the Lord. In those places where you're hiding from Him or not honoring Him. And if you ask Him to help you to change, you'll see being a follower of Christ won't diminish you. It won't take something away from you. In fact, I would encourage you to talk to the Lord about the details of your life. After all, it is a personal relationship. You can be honest and personal with Him. You can be very honest with Him. You can even tell Him the truth. I think it might go something like this. "Lord, I'm afraid that if I really yield to You, there are some things about my life that I need to change. And I like some of those things. Would You help me, Lord? There's some parts of my journey that are dark, and I'm ashamed to bring them to You. I'm concerned about what other people would say because how others perceive me has meant a great deal to me." I think we do just start telling God the truth, and He will help you. I have lived this out, and I've had times when I've hidden from Him. I've acted like He wasn't clever enough, you know, to know what was really in my heart. I think we've all done that, but you don't want to miss what Jesus has for you. So learning to fear the Lord in reverence and awe, or learning to love the Lord, a godly reverence is at the heart of the prayer that was offered by the Apostle Paul at the Church of Colossae. And I want to just share some of the scripture that we have read from the New Living Translation about talking to the Lord and about your friendship with Him. You need His wisdom, and it's a good place to start. Paul's prayer in Colossians 1, verses 9 through 10, starts with these words, "We continue to ask God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way." Now, I would think about that would be a wonderful way to be filled with God's knowledge, wouldn't you? I think it's a great idea to be filled with God's knowledge. And what a change then we would experience if we all had the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. This is the only way to really live worthy of the Lord and His friendship. It's the only way to please Him, is to be in relationship with Him. being your friend, and your wisest one at that. So what happens when we become filled with the knowledge of God's will through the Spirit-giving understanding? Well, we begin bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. I think this fruit is the tangible expression of our faith in every good work. It has to do with how we live, who we help, what we avoid, how we stand up to the culture around us, and to grow to know God more and more. It's a process. As I mentioned before, it's a journey, not a sprint. And we're infused with the stamina and wisdom that flows from heaven's pipelines. Verse 11 of Colossians 1 says, being strengthened with all power according to his glorious might. Well, maybe we all get the feeling worn out sometimes, weary of the load and the letdowns that we have as we experience life every day. I think the Apostle Paul's prayer is offered and answered in all of our lives. Then you'll discover the source of the power of the unknown world. The Lord will give you energy and wisdom to complete all the plans that he has for you. So if you do all that, what's the result? Well, verse 11 promises that you will have great endurance and patience. Now just think about maybe the progression that'll take place. God fills us with the knowledge of his will. That's wisdom. We live a life worthy of him and please him. We bear fruit in every good work. We grow even more in knowing him. We are strengthened with his power, and we have great endurance and patience. You know, I like that patience thing. I say, Lord, give me patience, and I want it right now. Well, we all need endurance and wisdom to persevere through the seasons ahead. We constantly call our friend, don't we? And his will is answered in the prayer of Colossians. Chapter 1, verse 11, on our behalf. He said, strengthened with all power according to his glorious might, so that we may have great endurance and patience. Wow. Now, I think as that happens, we will somehow have a sense of supernatural reorderings of our attitudes. Yeah, thankfulness comes along with joy. And then verse 12 says, give joyful thanks to the Father who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of his holy people in the kingdom of light. Our friend Jesus has an inheritance waiting for you who persevere with joyful thanksgiving. And then verse 13 ends the paragraph with these words, for he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son that he loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. You know, that concept of redemption has to do with just being delivered by the paying of a price. We know that Jesus came to destroy the one who had power over death. That's why we don't need to walk in fear, and we certainly don't need to be intimidated by all the evil around us. And there is a bunch, good and evil. We want to stay on the good side, and we want to be protected from the evil, and Jesus will do that. Now, I think this prayer of the friends of Jesus, we need all of us. We need each other. So let's offer it to him without spending too much time wringing our hands and discussing the darkness. I would rather talk to the one who has invited me into the light, wouldn't you? We have a friend who knows how to destroy the devil's stronghold, and he will take away that stronghold of Satan in your life. He has rescued you from the dominion of darkness. Yeah, in John chapter 3, verse 8, it says the reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. You know, it won't be long. It'll be Christmas. And we think about the Bethlehem story, the Christmas narrative. And then we already had Easter and the Easter drama of all that was to destroy Satan's power over your life and mine. Your ever-present and everlasting victory is not centered on a church or a denomination or a translation of the Bible. No, it's a style of worship or your favorite verse. It's centered in the person who is called the Lord Jesus Christ. That's our friend. And he is the wisest friend we'll ever have. And I challenge us to get to know him. Learn to be aware of him. Recognize his character and know what pleases him. Discern what displeases him and choose not to engage in the careless things. And don't align yourself with people who oppose him. Your friend Jesus is making intercession for you right now as he sits at the right hand of God the Father. So adopt what the Apostle Paul's prayer was in Colossians and let your petition for a deeper friendship with the Lord, a wise, listening friend. And if you ask, he will be faithful to respond, and he will be faithful to provide you with the knowledge and the wisdom you need to navigate what's ahead.